Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing, right, the precise, I'm trying to identify the precise makor for the patur of kasher also, and we're going to see that the details of what exactly the makor is going to have, you know, some concrete ramifications in terms of the scope of the din. So we're in the middle of, I guess, the big picture, right, in terms of what the makor is. So the first general mahalach was that it was coming from Achiv. Right, Achiv is the drasha quoted in the Mishnah and Hayam Abayis. Rashi in the Mishnah takes that davka. So today, we're going to see soon, and not all Rishonim understand the Mishnah as being davka, but Rashi on Hayam Abayis does, for sure. So yeah, the drasha of Achiv. And then the second mahalach is that, no, it's not coming from Achiv, or Dayan, you know, Achiv Kayan. It's rather coming from the patur of Kasher Asa. But again, within the second approach, as the patur, exception of Kasher Asa, again, there are two different versions in terms of what exactly is the source, right? Which phrase or which words of the pasuk is this miut of Kasher Asa coming from? So the first version, we're calling 2a, is the classic, you know, most famous drasha, is Kasher Zamam, velo Kasher Asa. So we saw Rashi, right? Rashi, not on the Mishnah, Rashi and Beis and Beis, and Rashi al Torah, you know, both saying this idea that the basis of the din is this drasha of Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa. It's important to note that Rashi, though, in both these places, doesn't mention what, right? He mentions that the source is Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa. What? Okay. Exactly. He doesn't mention Inon Shimon Adin. That's an important ta'ara to be made. We'll see a potential contrast soon. But Rashi in those places doesn't mention Inon Shimon Adin. The implication of those two Rashis, again, based on those Rashis alone, forgetting the Arach Lanera for the moment, is that, you know, the Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa, right, would, you know, is a miut on its own. That it's coming not only to include the case of Kasher Zamam, but coming to also exclude the case of Kasher Asa. So again, the Arach Lanera obviously is a different shot because he says, oh, it might not quote Enon Shimon Adin, but you saw the Rashi and Hayam Beis of Achiv. So he says that Achiv really plays the role of Enon Shimon Adin in a sense of basically limiting as a Gibla Milsa to say that the Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa, right, is a miut and not just a riboy to include the case of Kasher Zamam. So that's so far a chazar. So after Rashi, right, who is the next Rishon who seems to accept the drasha of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa?
Amen.
The Ramban. Right, so again, where does the Ramban seem to accept it?
In Chidushim, anytime. No, in the Torah.
Right, the Ramban, Awa Torah, and Devarim, Yates, quotes Rashi's drasha of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa, seems to accept it, and the only thing that the Ramban does, he adds the Tam, which we'll get to tomorrow. Right, he adds the Tam, seemingly, by not arguing on the Makor, the implication is that the Ramban accepts the Makor of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. If you stop there, you might say, oh, the Ramban thinks that Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa works on its own, but there's another Ramban. What's the other important Ramban? Exactly, Ramban, right, on Yedzayin Amid Beis. So here it's in the context of Enon Shimon Adin. Anyone have a Ramban? So here in Yedayin Mabez, the Ramban is in the context of Enon Shimon Adin. And again, it's a very important, you know, ha'ara when referencing our Gemara. So he towards the end says, Umiyu, Miyu or Umiha Mashma. So it's important to combine these two Rambans to get the fuller picture of the Shitas of Ramban. Yeah, go for it, Ali.
Umiyu Mashma Koyama the Enon Shimon Adin. Ella hecha this really guli milsa ba'alma the hall of Ashkan man amar gabe it zomin hargin the coolest relay in hargin the time of mishum they don't shimon adin.
That's right. So he brings a riot from Arasuga, but no one argues on that psak. No one argues and says, oh, the eden zomim are even killed, right? Even get the din hazama in the case of hargu, and says Ramban, what's the basis of that din? Enon shimon adin. So you see from there that lekuli alma in onshin min adin. So a couple of important pieces here. So it's clear from the Ramban, right? The Ramban understands, and if you put the two Rambans together, that while Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa tells you that the case of Kasher Zamam is included, right? That alone is not memayit the case of Kasher Asa. No, that's just a reboy to tell you that the case where the Nidon is not killed is included. But then comes along the Enon Shimon Adin to tell you not to extend it. Right, so if you put the two Rambans together, the Ramban says even the drasha of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa needs some help, because even that drasha is not really a full miut to be memayit the case of kasher asam. It's really just there to include the case of kasher zamam. Ah, believe Syria, you had a kal v'chomer, you would be able to extend it because there's no miyut. Comes along enon shemin adin to tell you, no, we don't use kal v'chomers, you know, to establish a chiyav misa. Yeah.
So he's basically saying that kasher zamam kasher asam stands on enon shemin adin.
One more time.
Kasher zamam kasher asam is supported by enon shemin adin.
Exactly. Work in combination. Right, the Joshua Kasher Zamam Kasher Asa tells you that the case of Kasher Zamam alone is included, but it doesn't. It's not Memayit on its own. The case of Kasher Asa comes on Yonon Shemin Adin to tell you not to extend it. So that is the Ramban when you put the two together. But again, that's important. But again, in contrast to Rashi, who doesn't seem to invoke Yonon Shemin Adin, the Ramban does, and we'll see soon why that makes a difference. Not only in terms of which drasha you use, but whether you think you need Yonon Shemin Adin is going to have some, you know, concrete naftanina. Oh, so after the Ramban, who else do you have? Another Rishon who also seems to hold to this combo between what? The Ritzvah, exactly. So, but the Ritzvah is going to have a number of important comments to make. Spend some time in the Ritzvah. Yosef, do you have the Ritzvah? So the Ritzvah is again on Hayyam and Beis in the Mishnah there. All right, the Ritzvah, you know, before getting to what he does hold, is going to, spend some time rejecting which pshat, Yosef. He says, don't say the real Makor from Achiv, like the Pashas and the Mishnah, like Rashi seems to accept. He's going to disprove that, and then he's going to come on to this combination of Kasher Zamam Kasher Asa with Ein Onshin Min Adin. So let's see the Ritzvah, his comments. Do you want to say Ein Adin? You see, Lav Denav Kulam Mitachsev.
Right,
don't say the pshat is like the Mishnah.
The very chapter of
the Mishnah. Okay, stop here. So what's very important? He brings, right? So he's trying to say, don't take the Mishnah kepashtus like Rashi. We're adding, because no, right? The whole basis of the drasha from Achiv is the assumption. Wait, what's the underlying assumption of that drasha? That Achiv is that he's alive. He says, I have two psukim to prove that the term ach, or the factor of achva, exists even la'achar misa. What are those two psukim? What are the context also? La'hakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael. What's the context there? Yibum. Right? So the literal context is chalitza, but the chalitza is explaining why the yavam is not doing yibum, why he's refusing la'hakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael. So there, you're saying, oh, the yavam is refusing to do yibum for his deceased ach. Look, the term ach even exists la'achar misa. What's the other pasuk? Kirvu su'u asachichan. You know what that is? What? Okay. Exactly. In the context, another of Aviyu dying, right? And who is this referring to?
Their cousins.
Exactly. Right? Their cousins. Exactly. Mishael and El Tzafan, right? The tzivui to them is to go get them and to bury them. So again, in both these contexts, it says, go, right, Mishael and Al-Tzafan, go take your Achichem, Nadav and Abihu, who obviously just passed away. Oh, so those are the two rayos that the Ritva has, that, you know, the Achva is even La'achar Misa.
Because it could indicate death, therefore it's not a raya to that.
The fact that the Torah uses the term Achva, even La'achar Misa, so therefore it can't be a drasha of, right, you know, Kasher Zamam Lasas La'achiv, Dafka, Achiv Kayim, Achav can be la'achar misa just like my yibam, and Nadav and Aviu. So says the Ritzvah. Oh. So he says, therefore, what's the real makor? The combination between what? And then because it ain't on Shem. So again, the Ritzvah, right, like the Ramban, has this combination of Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa, in conjunction with Ein Onshin Min Adin. A couple of ha'aras here. So while the Ritzvah agrees with the Ramban that it's this combination, in terms of the Ein Onshin Min Adin piece, the Ritzvah, you see from another piece of the Ritzvah, again, is to be contrasted with the Ramban. Because Ramban on Yud Zayin said, what do we see from our sugya, Avidan? Do you remember, what did the Ramban say? So you see from our sugya the fact that everyone agrees to this din of, right, Neherigu, or Hargu Ein Naragin. So what does he say? You see that everyone holds Ramban. Exactly. Ramban says, you see from our sugya, everyone holds Ein Onshin Min Adin. Because look, no one argues. Does the Ritzvah agree with that analysis? No. Right, let's look at another ritzvah. The ritzvah on the Gemara, Zirmas Limanatenu Rabbeinu, is an interesting ha'ara. Do you see it, Eitan? Limanatenu Rabbeinu, she'enon shemin adin. Limanatenu
Rabbeinu, she'enon shemin adin. Mitanya v'toy. Yeshivirshu, the rabbi will put today, the rei, budi ka'amar lei, the vadai, afil l'man the amar ba'amma, on shemin adin, kisim sa'f tanadrin, b'ha yon shem, de idem zo min chedeshu.
Very, very important. This is a very important nekuda of the ritzvah, especially in light of our opening sugya about, you know, this idea of Eid Zomim Chiddushu. So remember, because who says, who's the original source, right? Which Amora holds of Eid Zomim Chiddushu? Rava. Do we pass on like Rava in that context? No. So remember, we had a whole sugya about, oh, when Abayi argues and says, oh, really, the psalm's not Freya, we said, oh, does he accept Rava's notion of Eid Zom Chiddushu, or does he reject it? There's a different mafarshim. But the Ritzvah, by invoking Eid Zom Chiddushu, even the Maskana, it's coming out of the Ritzvah that he thinks that, no, that Abayi must agree with Eid Zom Chiddushu and say, oh, Alpha Pekin, the psalm goes to my Freya. That's an important akuda. So the Ritzvah here is saying, oh, because of this idea of Eid Zom Chiddushu, even the Maskana, so therefore, how does that impact? How does that impact Enon Shemin Adin? Therefore, even if you hold it, what? Even if you hold it generally, on Shemin Adin, generally you can use a Kala Chomer, but in the realm of Azama, you're not going to be able to. Why? It's a Chiddushu. Emol HaChiddushu. Once the topic of Hazam is a Chiddush, you're not going to then now apply Kala Chomer, which is all about logic, because obviously there's something illogical here. Therefore, Eidzom Chiddushu is going to be, you know, is not going to be subject to a Kala Chomer. So while the Ritzvah agrees with the Ramban that you have this combination of Kasher Zama Lo Kasher Asa with Enon Shemin Adin, right? The Ramban says, oh, you see from here that this is the Din, the Kol Torah Kula of Enon Shemin Adin. You see that, oh, everyone agrees to that Yisod. It says, no, even if you generally hold of Enon Shemin Adin, here the Parsha of Hazam is going to be different because Eid Zomim Chiddushim. That's just an important Nekuta for the big picture of Hazam. That's point number one. Good. Point number two of the Ritzvah is that the Ritzvah is going to ask on himself. Right? What Gemara does the Ritzvah challenge, right? The Ritzvah proves in the Psukim that Achva, right, even applies to Achar Misa. So which Gemara is the Ritzvah, Mital, do you remember? Which Gemara is the Ritzvah going to ask on himself like this?
Marcos in Sanhedrin.
Exactly. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has this drasha, exactly. What's the context of the Gemara in Sanhedrin?
If someone's assessed for 20 makos, they're supposed to do 18. What happens if they hit 21?
Because already if you do...
Is it up from when he dies or from when you get the makos?
Right, so, exactly. So the maskana of the Gemara, anyone have the Gemara in Sanhedrin open? No? So let's do it inside the Ritva. Who was reading Eitan?
Yeah.
So going back to the original Ritva, Va'alpha Gavda Gavi Malkos. The original Ritva after he brings the two. Right, so again, the Gemara Darshins, because in the context of Malkus, it says v'nikla achicha le'inecha. Right, you're giving Malkus, and therefore you're, you know, debasing. Right, you're achicha le'inecha. The Gemara Darshins, oh, he has to be achicha not only during the Malkus but even following the Malkus. Sounds like achicha. Means that he's alive. Yuches, right? Malkin also only Yuches, 18. What?
It says Yudecha
Vasavir. Oh, really?
Yeah. Doesn't practically
get it.
Yeah,
that's Pasha's mistake.
But it's Shreli Shalish. V'in Malkin also Papa.
Yeah.
V'avo Gav, the Fi Malkis Papale, Agava, the Chia.
And they, when you're doing the 21st, it's still alive at that point. No.
So
Hamayas Besof. Chavalef. You're gonna die at the end. But Inan this is Inan La'achar Shenikla Sheachicha. So that's the kasha. The whole drasha in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that Achicha is Mashma. He's still alive. So how can I, the Ritva, say that Achicha is Mashma even La'achar Misa? So what's the Ritva's teretz? Why is how is the Gemara making a drasha from Achicha? So what's the Ritva's answer?
That even after he gets
smalkos,
so he's still
achicha. That's the problem, because there the mashmal is that achicha is dafka, he's alive. So what's the ritva's getting? Right. So again, at this point, there's a kasha. How can either ritva say that achicha is mashma even post misa if this gemara in Sanhedrin clearly establishes that achicha is dafka chayim. So what's his answer? Hasa. So what's his answer in short? There the drasha is not coming from the word achicha, it's rather coming from what? The words achicha le'inecha. Einecha, it has to be, you know, in our eyes. It has to be chayim le'inenu. That's the way the ritzvah resolves. Asira, don't worry, achicha really has the mashmos of la'achar misa, and there the drasha is not really from achicha, but it's really coming from the lashon of einecha. So the short ha'ara is that if you saw the Gemara's lashon, you guys notice this? The Gemara's lashon on Yudim Viz at the end, no one has it, is that it's amar le, amar krop, v'nikla achicha le'einecha, acher shalaka, achicha bi'ina v'leka. So just ha'ara is that while the ritzvah says the real drasha is from the word einecha, the lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara really sounds like it's coming from achicha, hence the Gemara's lashon, acher shalaka, achicha bi'ina. It still needs to be achicha, v'leka, mashmos being that no, that even the word achicha has the mashmos, that is a dayan kayim. So therefore, that's going to be a problem with the ritzvah, and it's going to force us to then contend with the ritzvah's kashas. How can you then answer up for the psukim, which sound otherwise? Yeah. You think for the ritzvah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Could be, but again, if that was the case, you'd like that to be in the Lashon HaGemara. But I guess you could say that. You could say that.
That's the off planet.
I mean, in his own way.
Yeah,
different, but yeah.
It's also
toasted. Different, but yeah. But again, if the okay, I hear probably not pashtus of the Gemara, but again, I guess that would be a way to miyashiv the ritzvah with the lashon of the Gemara. Yeah. So. One more
time.
Oh no, I think Be'inenu, like Le'inenu, it's in our eyes.
Oh, okay, so you read that. Okay. So then,
the ritzvah.
What's yeah. Not, yes, okay, but I need to write
that. Yeah, meaning
I think the other way of reading would be Be'inenu, like we need
Achilah. That's Aramaic.
Right, okay.
Yeah. He's darshan the Lashon HaKra, which is
it's Hebrew. It's not, it's like, not difficult. Why is it so difficult?
Again, we'll see in a moment there is a way to be miyashiv those psukim against the ritzvah. But I'm saying the ritzvah is obviously bothered by the Gemara in Sanhedrin because there's a Gemara, Beferish against him. So he says, the drasha is not coming from achicha, it's rather coming from einecha. So we're just pointing out that the lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like it's coming from einecha. It doesn't quote that in the drasha. It just says, achicha bi'ina v'leka sounds like, no, the lashon of achicha is mashmedavka michayim. So you're right. So, but now, chazra kushal aduchta. The ritzvah has some good rayas, right? So the question is, how could Rashi, or how can the Mishnah, or how can this Gemara in Sanhedrin, which Pepashas thinks that the mashmos of achicha is michayim, right? How is that whole mahalach going to interpret, right, those psukim in the context of Yibum, in the context of Nadav Avihu, where achicha is mentioned even la'achar misa. So who answers that question?
Rashash.
So again, the Rashash is not coming off of that question, but the yisod established by the Rashash is going to help us, explain why those psukim are different. So what's the pshat of the Rashash? What does the Rashash say?
I would be like the word af by where it's referring to like your actual like your brother versus like
relatives. Exactly. So it's very, very important, Yisod. And that is that the Rashash is, and it's going to help us, understand for Rashi. Right? And that is, the Rashash is mechalek between two different types of achva. There's an achva for blood relatives, and there's an achva for a fellow member of Klal Yisrael. And says the Rashash, these are fundamentally different. And he says, when it comes to achva by a fellow member of Klal Yisrael, what's the basis of your connection to a fellow member of Klal Yisrael? The fact that it's chayiv b'mitzvos. What does this remind us of? What is the world's famous halacha, which is based on the fact that every member of...
Sure,
What? Exactly. And what's the halacha that comes out of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh LaZeh? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, sorry. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, Amen Aleph, on the bottom there, says that the din of Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi, right, come, and Rashi there explains, because Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazem, which means this Yisod, that when it comes to, right, fellow members of Kol Yisrael who are alive, you have a certain achla, you have a certain responsibility towards them, in order, you know, in terms of facilitating their kiyum hamitzos. So says the Rosh Hash, that yisod of achva between fellow members of Kol Yisrael is only legabe facilitating their kiyum mitzvos, which is therefore only when they're alive. Masha ein kein, these two psukim, the Rosh Hash is talking about a different pasuk, but the same applies here. These two psukim are not talking about just stam another, a fellow member of Kol Yisrael. They're talking about specifically between blood relatives. And the context of blood relatives, right, obviously Yibum is a brother, right? Mishael Bel Tzafan is our first cousins. When it comes to blood relatives, so then that sense of achva applies even lachar misa, right? And we'll explain it in a moment. And therefore, back to the pasuk of Kasher Zamam Lasas Lachim. Again, Yeshua, which of the two achvas is the pasuk of Kasher Zamam Lasas Lachim referring to?
It's referring to the mitzvos.
Exactly, because it's not a blood relative necessarily. You hope not. That's, you know, that's an awkward shops table. You know, if the zomim are fearing, right? So Kasher Zamam Lasas Lachiv is a fellow member of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that is dafka, the Mishnah Rashi makes sense. That is dafka, you know, when it comes to achva b'mitzvos, when they're still alive. Yeah, Shmuel, and then Eitan, and then.
So according to this, that Klal Yisrael is not a good short
sum of presumably. I don't think it's such a big chiddush. Yatzimotzi is about, yeah. Yatzimotzi is the fact that as long as the fellow member of Kol Yisrael has a chi of mitzvah, that triggers Yatzimotzi. Yeah, there is, yeah. You have to be a bar chiyuva for that. And the sugi there of Yatzimotzi is clearly only by a bar chiyuva. Someone's not a bar chiyuva because for whatever reason, shota, chirish katan, for sure. Yeah, it's in economic, yeah.
Well, the one rather have is, I feel like it's a little difficult to say that someone is not part of the Yisrael. I guess, like, unless they have karis, right, to say that they're not being, even if they're not actively chayav in mitzvos, but they're still part of the Yisrael.
Still part of Kol Yisrael, but this factor of achva, this special, like, you know, arvus, is only when they have a chayav mitzvah. And that's what I was responding to Shmuel. Meaning, this idea of arvus only applies to baruch yuva. If the person's not a baruch yuva, so again, obviously they're part of their Kedushas Yisrael. It's not a question of Kedushas Yisrael. There's a question of this special arvus, this special responsibility that you have to facilitate their kiyum mitzvah. If not, they're not chayiv in the mitzvah, then it doesn't apply. And therefore, obviously, if they're dead, obviously that this particular achva in terms of that responsibility over mitzvahs doesn't.
So would that mean that like, would there be a case of zomim against chereshot avadam? Because if they're not considered achiv. Because you can't be motzi them.
I think we're just saying that the gedder of achiv.
They're not chayav mitzvos. Wait, they can't do eidus anyway, right?
What? He's asking the nidum. Right? Again, I don't think it's saying. I think we're just saying that the gedder of ach.
Of,
right, the gedder of ach here is only when it's alive, and we're saying where else do we see that. That the mashmos of achiv is davka when it's kayim, is because, yeah, in general, when the ach is referring to a fellow member of Kol Yisrael, it's only when they're alive, as seen from that sugya. It doesn't mean that the koveya, you know, for Edom Zomim is bar chiyuva. It's just saying the gedder of ach is a dayan kayim. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, so how does the Rosh Hashanah connect back to the mitzvah?
It's basically, it's connected back to the mitzvah because we're using the Rosh Hashanah to answer the ritzvahs to be miyashiv the ritzvahs rias against.
But, yeah.
Meaning the ritzvah says, oh, meaning the Mishnah, Rashi, there must be lav dafka. Because achiv can't, doesn't mean dafka adayin kayam, because I have two psukim. So the rashash, we're using the rashash to answer that. It says, no, those two psukim are dafka, the achiv are blood relatives. When it comes to blood relatives, yeah, that's even lachar misa. But when it comes to the achva, when it comes to a fellow member of Klal Yisrael, right? You know, both in Sanhedrin and here, right? That's, you know, that's dafka when it's, you know, but when the person
is it one of the achvas called by the ritual like a cousin? So you consider a cousin a blood relative?
Totally is a blood relative, but yeah.
And then you could tie anyone in that time, like third cousins, fourth cousins.
What?
Really
Irish? Could be. Again, we're going to... What?
Being called after
the Yeah, I mean, 100%. Meaning, let's be very clear, so I was going to finish this out, is that this idea of achva, meaning in the two psukim that the Ritzvah quotes, by Yibum and by Nadav Anviu, there's only a nafkamina, right? And the idea is by Yibum, obviously, and even by the Kvur, right? That Kvura is generally mutal, right? It's incumbent upon the closest krovim. So we were saying this idea of achva applying la'achar misa is in these contexts where we're talking about like the legacy of the deceased. We're talking about the kavod hames. In those contexts, right, so then these factors of the legacy of the deceased, right, in terms of that's what Yibam's all about. It's about continuing the legacy of the ach. In the context of, you know, Nadav Aviv, it's about the mitzvah of kvura, right? These are all, what we're saying, when it comes to blood relatives, those factors of the legacy of the deceased and the kavod hames, right, of the deceased, that is now incumbent on their actual, you know, on their actual the closest relatives that exist.
And also, one more thing. So, how did the Ritzvah disagree with the Ramban?
The Ritzvah is different from the Ramban in terms of understanding Einon Shem Min HaDin. The Ramban sees the Einon Shem Min HaDin here as just the general din b'chol Torah kula of Einon Shem Min HaDin, and therefore says, "Oh, you see from here that everyone agrees to Einon Shem Min HaDin." The Ritzvah says, "No, you can hold Einon Shem Min HaDin." And still hold Einon Shem Min HaDin here because Eidzom and Chedeshim. Okay? Oh. So far, in terms of, you know, this drasha, big picture of the drasha, Kasha Zamavlo, Kasha Asa, we have Rashi, we have the Ritzvah, we have the Ramban, we have the Ritzvah. Again, so far the differences have been Rashi, again, doesn't quote Einon Shem Min HaDin, the Ramban and the Ritzvah do, but again, slightly differently, as we just said. Ramban is Einon Shem Min HaDin. Yeah, it's called din kol Torah kula. The Ritzvah says it's a special din of Einon Shem Min HaDin because Eidom Chiddushu. And then we just explain how you can be miyashiv for the rayos that the Ritzvah brings. The last mefarish, right, who explains that it's a combination of kasher zamen v'lo kasher asa and Einon Shem Min HaDin is the Kesef Mishnah. So everyone can open up the Rambam. We're going to be going back to the Rambam a couple times here. Right, the Kesef Mishnah, we're trying to explain the Lashon Rambam. Right, explains that the Rambam has this combination between Einon Shem Min HaDin and Kasher Zamen V'lo Kasher Asa. Now you see the Kesef Mishnah again is the Chaf Beis is the beginning. Oh, so now he's going to give Pshah the Rambam. So right, he says, when the Rambam says Mepiel Kabbalah, what is that a reference to? Einon Shem Min HaDin. This notion of rejecting the Kama Chomer. And that's in conjunction with which drasha does the Kesef Mishnah seem to be quoting? Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. He's saying that, the Kasher Zamam alone tells you the Kasher Zamam case. But, you might say Kavah Chomer also Kasher Asa. No, Einon Shem Min HaDin says it's limited to Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. So again, the Kesef Mishnah seems to understand that the Pshat the Rambam is Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa in conjunction with Einon Shem Min HaDin. What is seems to be the slight problem? We'll come back to this. Right, Kesef Mishnah is not the only, right, but the Kesef Mishnah is not the only Mefarish. It's not the only Nosakeli who says that this is Pshat the Rambam. But what's the problem with saying this Pshat the Rambam, Mordechai? Okay, good. Number one, it's not going to be good for Malkus. But what else in the Lashon HaRambam?
Ten order. Min HaDin, and then it's Kasher Zamam, and then it's Lo Asa. It should be, if it's following the Kesef Mishnah's logic, it should be Kasher Zamam Lasos. And then once we only have Kasher Zamam, then we learn out Min HaDin, then it's Einon Shem Min HaDin, and then, which is
Read the other Lashon Rambam there?
Yeah.
So, you're right. This is Ein Naragin Min HaDin. And then, Mar,
Kasher Zamam Lasos, Vadan Lasa, Pidavar Zem, Pia Kabbalah. should be cut.
Why is that a problem?
Because then it's like...
I mean, he's saying you have the drasha.
If you're starting for his kasher zama, the kasher zama teaches you it has to be... And then, right, so that's kasher zama stam. And then you would think kava chomer to kasher asa. That's why you have min hadin. And then
you're saying...
Min hadin, and where do I know min hadin from? That was in Bia Kabbalah. Whole thing is like...
Oh, interesting. Okay, I hear that. I think there's a bigger problem, just in the Lashon Rambam. Does the Rambam quote Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa? What does the Rambam's... Mashmos of the Rambam, we'll get to this in a moment. But what does the Rambam seem to be coming from? Lasos. And we'll get there in a moment. So we're going to get there right in a moment. But basically, the Kesef Mishnah and others assume that, oh yeah, the Rambam is a Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. Or others are going to say, oh, Achiv. But the Lashon of the Rambam doesn't seem to be that way, as we'll just spell it out in just a moment. So again, so far we had first Mahalach in terms of what the Makor was is Achiv. Mahalach number two is that it's Kasher Asa. Again, 2a, so far we've seen is that it's Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. Now we're going to see option 2b is the Mefarshim said, yes, it's about Kasher Asa, but the Makor right, of the Kasher Asa is not from the Lashon of Zamam, but it's rather from the Lashon of Lasos. So let's now see the Rambam inside again. Right, the Rambam seems to be the first Parshan, who seems to say this. Because if you look closely at the Rambam, as we were just referencing, here it says, Shenemar Kasher Zamam Lasos La'achiv, Va'adayin lo asa. So this play on words va'adayin lo asa seems to say that that's the mashmos of lasos. Right? Sounds like lasos. It sounds like you're still. Like, what's the implication according to Rambam? Akiva, what's the implication of lasos? Right, you're in the middle of doing. Right, you're in the middle of doing it. Lasos. It's like present tense. But it sounds like va'adayin lo asa, but it isn't yet final. Isn't yet complete. So the Rambam seems to be coming from the word of lasos, right? And that seems right. So the Rambam seems to be the first, makor for this calling approach to be. That's yes, it's to miut of kasher asa, but it's coming from the word lasos. Okay. And again, the fact that the Rambam is not coming from achva seems clear. Why? Because does Rambam even quote that word? Right. The word. Sorry, he quotes kasher. Sorry, he says kasher zamam lasos lo achiv. But when he's explaining the drasha. He never mentions the word achiv at all. It's just about dayin lo'asa. It sounds like it's all about the lasos. Okay. Sorry. It seems like they're different rather. The Frankel has it. Yeah. The Frankel has the word lachiv. Seems like other Rambams don't. That's important to do that. Yeshua doesn't have it. Exactly. That's going on. The Sefer of the Quran. Yeah. So that's interesting. So again, even if the Rambam has the Lashon of Lachiv, so again, according to some Rambams, it's not even in there. But even if you have the word Lachiv in there, it's still when he's explaining the Drasha, he doesn't make reference to like, the Achiv, the Mashmos, is a Dayan Achiv Kayim. So I think even with the word Achiv, I still think it's coming.
It's sort of necessary
for Kaddish. He's just quoting it for Kaddish. Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you're stopping in the middle of the Pasuk. Exactly. So even if the Drasha is coming from Lasos, the fact that he quotes the full Pasuk is not a Raya. In of itself. That's what you're saying, Ari, right? Yeah. One more time?
So Ari was saying that it's Kasher Zamam Lasos doesn't prove anything?
No, I think he's saying the fact that the Rambam adds the word Lachiv. The fact that the Rambam, according to the Frankel Rambam, there is the word Lachiv in there. He's just saying it's not a riot, the fact that he adds that, because it's just the context of the pasuk. Kasher Zamam Lasos to who, So, yeah. Okay, good. So after the Rambam, who else, which other Rishonim, right, invoke this drasha of lasos?
Yeah, Yireim and Rabbi Yonasan.
Exactly. So first is Rabbi Yonasan in the Shittim Mikbetz, as we saw yesterday. Again, yesterday we saw the Rabbi Yonasan, because, right, what else was interesting about the Rabbi Yonasan? He says that the Torah of Kasher Asa even applies in what context? In what? In Mamon. Right, but so again, Nukuda number one for Rabbeinu Yonasan in the Shita Mikvetz of Baba Kama is that he applies Kasher Asa to Mamon. But number the second Nukuda, which I would come back to, is that he says that the drasha is from Lasos. Right? Anyone have the Rabbeinu Yonasan?
Back to the
one second, just, right. It just says right. Shim, you got it.
The
Lasos v'lo shik. So Rabbi Yosef is clearly, again, not only applying kasher asa to the Rama Mamon, but also saying that the drasha is coming from the word lasos v'lo shik far asa. Yeah, there.
Two things. First of all, so the Rishon agrees with everyone above, but just says it's also lasos like the Rama.
When you say agrees with everyone above,
meaning
what do you mean?
about that it quotes from kasher asa and kasher asa, but.
Again, he agrees that the miyud is not from Achvad. Yeah. The miyud is from, you know, this is about kasher asa, but he says version 2b, we're calling it, is that it's not coming from the lashon, not coming from the mashmos of zamam, coming from the mashmos of lasos.
Also, we said that the Rishon didn't like the whole discussion of Achva, but the Rambam liked lasos, but what did the Ramban side with in that discussion?
Ramban doesn't discuss why he's ignoring Achva. But say for Uraim, it's a good segue.
Also, so the Re agrees with the Rama.
The Re?
I'm sorry, Rabbi
Yonasan agrees with the Drush of Rama, yes. Yes. Good. So the Sefer Uraim, again, is also going to say that the Drush is from Lasos, but is also going to attack and actively reject the Drush of Achva. Stephen, do you have it? See the Sefer Uraim? You see, like halfway down, is it Amr Lahem Harik Far Nemar? You're saying right when the Mishnah says, "Oh, there's a drasha from Lasos la'achiv, achiv kayim." Don't focus on the achiv part. Really, it's coming from the asos, from the lasos. Dimashma light lasos below asa. You're still in the middle. It's like present tense hoveh. Not that it's already complete. And now he's going to reject like along the lines of the ritzvah. Right, again, I'm assuming he's referring to the context of Nazir. There it's actually lo yitama lehem b'mosam, but it seems to be the pasuk. But again, in the day, in the context of Kvura, he's saying, oh, you see that the term Achva is even lachar misa. But again, the same yisod that we had with the Rashash covers here as well. Because this is Dafka, blood relatives. And blood relatives, as we say, there your connection to your blood relative is not limited to, you know, facilitating their kiyam mitzvahs. There you're also, you know, also responsible for their kavod ames. You're also responsible for their legacy. Therefore, all the dinim of Yibum and Kvura are going to apply to blood relatives, even la'achar misa. Okay? So again, so far we've, you know, just completed. Again, approach number one is that it's all about Achva. Approach number two, it's that, no, it's Kasher Asa. Again, 2a is that it's coming from Kasher Zamam, velo Kasher Asa. Approach 2b, that it's coming from Lasos, velo Shikfar Asa. Fine. Now that we've, you know, documented all that, now let's take the last couple minutes and discuss, so then, what are the Nafkamina coming out of these different Machlokes? Right, we're spending so much time on what exactly is Makor. The reason why we're doing that, because as we'll see from several of the Mefarshim, depending on what makor you think is the makor, the din of the Petur of Kasher Asa, that's going to impact the scope of which cases it applies. So let's go through it right now. So the first nafkamina, again, is which onshim, right, the Petur is going to apply to. And as we'll go through right now, depending on what the makor is, that's going to affect which onshim it applies to. So let's start with the Achva Mahalach. So again, right, if you take, right, let's go approach number one, that the Makor is Davka from Achva. So again, what is the limitation based on that source, Avidan? Okay. Oh, why?
Because Achva, your brother, is Lekayam, and it's Malachis from Malachis.
Exactly. So we're going to see right now, several Mepharshim are going to point out that if you accept that the Drusha, that the Makor is Achva, the only time that the implementing the onish is going to cause the nido not to be achiv, not to be kayim, is only dafka by misa, right? Therefore, these mafarshim are going to say that if you take this makor, then you're going to limit the p'tur of kasher asa to the realm of misa, but you're going to say that it's not going to carry over to malchus and mamon, where hari adayin achiv kayim even after kasher asa. Yeah.
And how did the people who have the sheet of Achva deal with what the Sefer Yerim says or what the Rashash says, that it's still relevant post death if they regard to actual relatives?
Well, they can be mechalik the Rashash.
Okay, but even if you're mechalik the Rashash, then what's the nafkamina? Meaning, if the Achav is only referring to The broader l'achiv than...
The achiv in Kasher Zaman Masl achiv is clearly referring to the broader achiv.
Right.
So therefore that is dafka haredai and kayim. Right? The we're saying the psukim brought by the Yoreim and the Ritva, where achiv is even l'achiv misa, that's all dafka by blood relatives. That's right? That's so who's the earliest source, right, for saying this idea that the makor of achva, right, from la'achiv is going to be limited to misa? What's the earliest source for this? I think earlier than that. I think the Orz Arua is earlier than the past. Or the Orz Arua.
Okay.
So let's see the Orz Arua. So the Orz Arua, right, is generally, what's the context of the Orz Arua? What is the Orz Arua discussing? Whether the Tour of Kasher Asa applies to mama. Right? Again, it's important to Gudah. He quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel. Who's generally Rabbeinu Shmuel referred to?
Rashbam.
I miss this. If they add the Rashbam on the, you know, on the list of Mefarshim who apply the Ptur of Kasher Asa to Mamon. Right? I didn't realize that originally when we did it yesterday. So this important Nakuda, add the Rashbam, right? It's quoted by the Orz Arua, right, onto the list of Mefarshim who apply the Ptur, right? In addition to, right, we saw the Ritzva had that. And we have the Rabbeinu Yonasan in the Shittim Gretzis, but here you also have Rabbeinu Shmuel. So again, first he starts off by quoting Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, who does apply the Ptur of Kasher Asa to Mamon, number one. Then he quotes the Riva. It says, no, it doesn't apply to Mamon, based on the Riva's explanation, factor of Efsher B'Chazara. After quoting all that, now the Orz Arua starts talking to support the Ritzvah. Shmuel, do you have the Orz Arua? See in the second page, Ukdvarav, four lines down. So again, so remember, the Orz Arua is now trying to bring a raya to the Riva that the Ptur of Kasher Asa is not going to apply to Mamon. He says, oh, Mashma is the key. Right, if you would apply Onshim and Adin, then I'm reading Kosh again, in Hargu Ne'era again. Therefore, Me'ata Gabe Mamon. You still should be chayev, right? So again, I think he's pointed this out in Seder, is that he's bringing a raya to the Riva, right? Really, Shalom Itameh, right? He's saying that, oh, you're right, bottom line, that Kasher Asa doesn't apply to Mamon, right? You say this because it's Efshar B'Chazara, but I have another reason, is because On Shimin Adin applies there. So now he's about to, you know, ask on himself that, no, maybe Edon Shimin Adin is not the real Koveya. Really, the Koveya is the Drasha of Achiv. So maybe that's going to, you know, it's going to ruin the Pshat of the Riva. So this is where it's become important. Go for it, Shmuel. Afalpi. Exactly. So, you know, maybe the Koveh is not really Edon Shimin Adin. Really, the real Koveh is Achiv, and therefore Achiv in the Hav Mina is going to be Mayit Mamon, right? Even though Edon Shimin Adin by Mamon. He says, no. In Arabian, I'm going to give two reasons why Achiv is not going to be Mayit Mamon. So, number one. Even because if not for Enosh Min Adin, Ha'ikol Neymar. Shahayakvar. So, no, that's not really such a strong drasha because Achiv doesn't mean that he's still alive. Maybe he was an Achiv at the time of the Hazama. So, again, so point number one is that, oh, that's not really such a strong drasha, anyways. Point number two, which is really no gaya for us right now.
So, the Kilo in Islam are Iker Drasha Achiv.
Oh, limute hargu is very important. Limute hargu, even if the ikar drasha is achiv, and that is a drasha gemura, that is only in my the case of misa, and therefore, kasi gave mamon. You see, therefore, kasi gave mamon nechayev. Afilu huzmu laachar shashilim. The mamona. Oh. So again, so here he's not doesn't explain so much, but he right the Or Zeruah takes his davar pashit, but the drash of la'achiv is not going to be memayit anything but misa, and once therefore it only is memayit misa, and therefore you're not going therefore it's the miut of kasher asa is going of la'achiv rather is going to be limited to the realm of misa, and it's not going to carry over to mama. So this is the earliest source for this idea that if the makor is la'achiv, that's going to be limited to the ownership of Misa, is the Or Zeruah. Again, he doesn't explain it, but Pashas is because only by Misa do we say that once you implement the Onish, that it's no longer Kaya. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, though, that you would have Rasha to link, to say that even by Makos, it would have to be, like, Dr. Asa, like, that it would have to be Kasher Zama and Blue Kasher Asa?
Again, it depends how you're talking, like, reviews of Angle talk. You hold that it's Gemara Din, you hold that that's going on in Gemara Din, it's not gonna affect the din of Kasher Asa. Right, if you hold like Rashi and Tosas that it's going back on the Gemara Din, that's not gonna. Okay. All right. So the earliest source of this idea that the drasha of Achva, the drasha of Hari Achiv Kayim is limited to Misa is the Or Zeruah.
No, because he specifies. He says Mamona Miketal Lo Yalpina. Meaning, if you could derive something, meaning in theory, had you been able to derive,
In Echami. Yeah.
So by Makos.
But if you think that the Alfinan is limited to the Gemara Din, so you still don't have the Alfinan to. And the Alfinan would only be if you have a Alfinan for Kasher for the Petura of Kasher Asa.
Isn't that what he's saying?
What do you mean?
Meaning that it's Shashiv and Monomak Katalu Alfinan that's going that
because
it's
because you don't have a Alfusa between Misa
to make Kasher Zamu Kasher Asa apply also by Mamu, but if you're able to derive it. Like you can at
Makos. I'm saying theoretically, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, he doesn't. Okay. So you have, so you have the Or Zeruah. Again, who else, right? Now the next two Mefarshim say that this is Pshat on the Rambam. Right? Who else says that Pshat on the Rambam, because we know the Rambam famously doesn't apply Kasher Asa to Malkus. So again, which two Mefarshim say, Pshat on the Rambam is because the Malkur is Hari Adayin Achiv Kayim. So who's the earliest source for this?
Pnei
Yeshua
and
Radvaz. Exactly, Radvaz. So if you look closely at the Radvaz says, this is Pshat in the Rambam, and the Pnei Yeshua is going to say it afterwards. Right? So the Radvaz, again, in Chaf, Beis, Ella, do you have the Radvaz there? So again, after asking, right, what is Pshat in the Rambam? We'll get to the question in a moment. You see the Yesh Lomar?
Yeah. Yesh Lomar, the Rishim, the Chsev,
So Rav Zavaz is saying, Pshat in the Rambam is perfect. That if the drasha, if the makor is from Achiv, Achiv is limited to Misa. So that's why the Rambam doesn't apply Kasher Asa to the realm of Makos. But again, as we pointed out before, what's the problem with saying this Pshat in the Rambam, Yeshua? What's the problem with saying that, the basis of the Rambam's limitation of Kasher Asa, in fact, the only way he limits it to Misa, doesn't apply to Makos, is because, the Makor is from Achiv.
The Lashon seems to imply that it was more from
Asa. Exactly. Right? The Lashon of the Rambam doesn't seem to highlight Achiv at all. Some Kirsos doesn't even have the word Achiv, and even the Kirsos which have Achiv, it doesn't sound like that exactly is the Joshua. Okay. So good. So the Radvaz says that's Pshat the Rambam. And who else says it? Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah, that's as he does or does not apply Achiv.
One more time?
He says he does it or does not apply.
I mean, the Ritzvah says, the Pshat of the Rambam is that the Rambam thinks that the Makor for Kasher Asa is the Drusha from Achiv. Oh,
okay.
And because Achiv only impacts Misa, that's why the Rambam doesn't carry it over to Malkus. So again, you also have the Pnei Yeshua. Right? The Pnei Yeshua. I don't have the Pnei Yeshua with them. You see, Dear Masla Ubizen is Yashiv. You're not the Pnei Yeshua. I'll show you have it. You got it, Akiva? Yeah.
I have
then is Yashir tasted what's around you.
This is the Chiddush, right? Oh, even though he only quotes the Reish of the Pasuk, really it's going to Seifa of what? Just skip a little bit. See Lamai Depreshus. Is after the period? You see Lamai Depreshus. I'll see Shapir. So the Pnei Yeshua, right, in line with the Radvaz, says, oh, beautiful, the way we can explain Shittas Rambam is by saying that the Makor is from Achiv. Once that's the Pshat, therefore we can explain why it doesn't extend to Makor. So he pointed out the problem with the Radvaz and the Pnei Yeshua is that the Rambam doesn't seem to be focused on Achiv, so therefore it'll be a little hard to say that. So now we're going through all the different, you know, Joshua's explaining which ones and how to impact the scope. So again, within Achiv, pointed out from the Orzarua, Radvaz and Pnei Yeshua, that the drasha of Achiv would be limited to Misa. But let's say the drasha was from Kasher Zamam Lasos. So again, according to Kasher Zamam Lasos, would that be limited? No. If you take if you think that the drasha, the second Malach, is Kasher Zamam Lasos, either from the Zamam or from the Lasos, so according to that, it's going to apply to Bein B'Misa, Bein B'Malkos, Bein B'Mamun, because Kasher Zamam applies to all forms of Hazama. And the Radvaz in his Havamina spells this out when he's asking the Rambam, and he says, oh, you see that you're reading before, back to the Ibn Tomar, or as much as like highlights this idea that if the drasha is from Kasher Zamam Lasos, it would apply to all Onshin. See Ibn Tomar? So at the beginning is if the drasha is from Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa, then of course there'd be no reason to be mechalek. We'll get to the next line in a moment. So again, so far we've seen if you take the achva, it's limited to misa. If you take Kasher Zamam Lasos, it applies across the board. Oh, but now let's see, right? What if, right, so far we've discussed, you know, is the drasha, is the makor from Achiv, or is it from Kasher Zamam Lasos? There's another factor here, according to some Farshim, of what? Not necessarily, of Einon Shin Min Adin. Right, according to some Farshim, it's a combination. Right, if you don't see those drashos as a miyat in of themselves, but they're just telling you that there's a chiyav in the case of Kasher Zamam, but you need Einon Shin Min Adin to tell you that you can't extend it. So now the question is, what about Einon Shin Min Adin? What about the scope of Einon Shin Min Adin? So let's go through it. Right? So remember, point out, Achva limits Misa. Kasher Zamam Lasos applies to everything. What about the factor of Einon Shin Min Adin? So let's go through it. Misa. Right? Does Einon Shin Min Adin apply to Misa? That's clear, right? Everyone agrees that Einon Shin Min Adin, or if you're within the Mandam or Einon Shin Min Adin, it's clear that Misa is an Onish where Einon Shin Min Adin is going to apply. Oh, what about Mamon? If you hold that you need Einon Shin Min Adin, so then you're not going to apply it to Mamon. That's what we said before with the Re in Tosef Baba Kama, right? And the Rashman Baba Kama are going to say, oh, if you need Einon Shin Min Adin to carry over this patur, then it's not going to apply to the realm of mamon, because mamon we hold onshim min adin. Right? Because mamon is not an onesh, so therefore we are going to apply the kal v'chomer, and there's not going to be a patur here. So I'm just trying to show you, to flesh out this factor of ein onshim min adin according to the different onshin. For sure that ein onshim min adin by bisa, for sure onshim min adin by mamon, but which realm is it not so clear? By Malchus. So most Nefarshim say that Malchus is considered an Onish, and therefore in Onshim and Adin would apply by Malchus. So you look, is the line that Eli was about to read by the Ratzvah spells this out. Oh, so Radvaz, and that's the Pasha, doesn't say, oh, just like Misa is an Onish, therefore in Onshim and Adin, in Malchim and Adin. Right? Just like Misa is an Onish, and therefore Ein Onshim Min Adin, same thing would apply to Malchus. And this is what most Mefarshim are going to say. But there is a very interesting Reveal Sefer Engel. Kiva's brother happens to be a big fan of Reveal Sefer Engel. There's a Reveal Sefer Engel in Beis HaOtzer who has a whole Arichus to say that no, that Malchus is not an Onish. Right? What is the Raya? What is Reveal Sefer Engel's Raya? You want to get to it? The Sifrei. Because what's the Sifrei? What? Exactly. Right? The phrase says, lo lachiv. Im mamon, mamon. Im makos, makos. Im onshin, onshin. Sounds like the only realm which is, right, which is mugdar as onish is misa. But both mamon and malchus is not begeder onish. So therefore, argues Rav Yosef Engel, that, and this is a general thing, that really the cloud in Onshim and Adin does not apply to Malchus. And by Malchus, we're going to apply Malkin Min Adin. He says, that's beyond the Rambam. Because the Rambam thinks that you need, it's a combination of whatever drasha it is within in Onshim and Adin. And once you hold that the Malkin Min Adin, that's why there's no Ptura of Kasher Asak by Malchus. That's the cheshbon that the Rav Yosef Engel makes. Yeah.
That wouldn't fit then with the Rashi Sanhedrin explaining Rava, that it's that Misa and Makos are basically the same thing.
Within the day, it would be hard to say that within the Rava Shita that Makos and Makos Misa medas.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. For sure, he's taking a stand on that issue. 100%. Okay. So again, we're just trying to show, right, that depending on, again, first we went through what all the Rishonim hold. All the Mefarshim hold, again, is it coming from Achiv? Is it coming from Kasher Zamam? Is it coming from Lasos? And then, do you need the combination with Ein Onshim Min Adin or not? And we went through it. The reason why all those machloks matter is because depending on what makor you take, and depending on whether you hold the Ein Onshim Min Adin, that's going to affect now which Onish the din is going to apply to. The last Ha'ara, the last potential Nafkamina, I don't have you see this inside because I don't have access to it. I saw it quoted in the name of the Parat Yosef, which sounds Sephardi. It could be just Parat Yosef. But the Akron part, right? Parat Yosef, right, has an interesting Nafkamina. Anyone see this quoted? He says maybe there's another Nafkamina between the Joshua of Achiv versus Kasher Zamam Lasos, right, in addition to which Onshin applies to, is let's say the Nidon dies on his own. Let's say the Nidon dies on his own, right? The Hazama, right, didn't, right? It's not that the Beis Din carried out the Onish and killed the Nidon, but he died on his own after the Hazama. So he says, maybe there's enough Kamina. If the source of Kasher Asa, if the Petur is Kasher Asa, from Kasher Zamam Lasos, Kasher Zamam Lasos, below Asa, so then it's Dafka when the Nidon is killed as a result of the Edom Zomim. It's all about what did they do? Was their involvement in the realm of Zamam, is the realm of Lasos? Velo Asa. But he says, if the Makor is Achiv, and you need to have a dying Achiv Kayan, he says it's possible that therefore, even if the Nidon dies, Meis Me'atzmo, maybe you still wouldn't have the Din Hazama, right? Even though the Nidon didn't die as a result of the Edom Zomim. So again, that's another potential nafkamina. Why would it matter whether the drasha is from Achiv or whether it's from Kasher Zamam Lasos? Again, first set of nafkaminas was to which Onshin applies. Another possible nafkamina is this case of Meis Me'atzmo. At the end of the day, it's not a dayan, Achiv Kayim, the end of the day, you can't claim that it's, you know, chisaron in kasha zomim or in lasos because it didn't come from the idin zomim themselves. So tomorrow we're going to pick up with now the time of the din. What are the different reasons behind this din of the Petur of Kasher Asa and how that's going to impact, you know, all these dinim.